Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Thursday, January 20th, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Nick, and Brittany, and our special guest, the firecracker trucker slut herself. Woo! Cum guzzler!
Yeah. You're a trucker slut?
I wish. That means I would be getting some...
It's V-Hale, everybody.
Some caca. Oh, that sounds like poo. Some
yeah,
dick.
That does.
Did you say caca?
Yeah. I said caca. Like... the caca, like
oh,
a
caca. The caca. Yeah, it's just caca.
Yeah, but it just sounded like caca. Shit, so it got caca weird.
Poo.
So what I wanted to ask V before we move on to whatever, you know, bad advice and things,
some
if you remember, V
too.
Was talking about how, you know, a guy should know when it's time to, you know, spank your bottom or whatever. And then it got like...
No, that was choking.
Oh, choking, right. Whatever. But yeah. I do think that...
Oh, okay.
If a guy, well, what I was thinking is, you know, when if a guy does it and it's what you wanted, then you're like, oh, this guy really knows me. Yay. But if a guy does it and it's not what you want, it's like this raping motherfucker swatted me in the ass and took me right out of what I was trying to make happen. So mm-hmm. It can go from this guy's incredible to this guy fucking sucks. He ruined everything. So it leads me to my question. Do you like a spanking, and do you feel like it's probably best to say so? Like, hey, dude, here's when and where I like to be swatted on the ass.
See, I listen, I know it's all about consent now and women like to speak, so, you know, and men don't want to cross a line. I personally don't like to say that, like, hey, you can spank me now, you can do it. It's just not, like, my thing. And I also don't like a hard, like, some people like it to hurt. I just like a nice little, like, just a nice connect, you know, maybe when your ass is in the air. But I think dudes feel it out. And I think mostly guys do it when they're, like, all excited. Like, they're, you know, mm-hmm. ass is in the air in their face, and they're just kind of like, wow. They kind of go in. But I mm-hmm. I personally don't.
But if you yelled harder afterward and then they gave it to you a little harder, then that would be
yes,
something you'd
100%.
Ask for.
Acceptable.
Yeah, 100%. But I don't. If a guy's in there, which, again, I respect in this climate, But if a guy's in there asking permission for every move, it's I'm going to dry up.
May I thrust? So. May I withdraw? May I thrust? May I withdraw?
Can I penetrate now? What about
I'm gonna
now?
I'm going to dry
can
up.
Can I go past the tip? What about halfway through? Like, dude, just fuck me or get out, you know? Anyways.
Yeah. We've agreed. We're in the bed. Do your thing.
Yeah, like. Just Jesus.
I don't actually get the spanking thing. I'm happy to do it. And I do like, you know, when an ass is in the air, as you say, that it's a beautiful sight and it is spankable in some ways. But I do see also where a person would go, I was right there and you took me out of it. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like
that
can happen where you're
the hard ones don't work.
Right. So I don't want to go there unless someone's really
made it clear they're down for that.
Because I've had people, I mean, the one story I would tell where someone ruined it was they did it with their yapping and their talking and their questions. And I just was like, oh, okay, we're done here. I get it.
Mm-hmm. But, wow.
Well,
they kicked you out of it with the yapping and questions.
I told you the story, Sarah.
Oh, because she asked if you were still in love with somebody else.
Yes, I'm with this girl.
We've been dating. Fucking?
Well, right before I threw it in, I was like at the door of the pearly gates, right there, about to throw it in.
I thought you'd breach the hull.
No, the condom was on. We'd done all the stuff except the thing that needs to happen now. Like throw it in. It's time. And she goes, can I ask you something? And I'm right there. I'm at the door.
You're knocking.
I'm about to. And do you still love Karen? And I was like, okay.
Oh.
I just rolled right off her and pulled the car. You could hear the condom snap as I'm yanking and pulling. Get off me.
Ah. So the answer was yes.
No, well, I mean, yes. I wasn't going to lie to her and say no. I did went out with that chick for a long time. It wasn't an easily answered question, and it seemed important to her for her to bring it up right there. I mean,
she's just being a petty bitch, because that's a conversation that can be had fairly sure. But right before sex, get a life, dude.
Oh, well, I definitely felt like you could have just fucked her right out of my heart. You had the opportunity.
Well, see, if she was a normal human being, but props to you for being honest, because most guys would have been like, fuck no, because they're trying to.
Well, yeah, I have a heart on and I'm right at the front door. Duh.
I can't stand those kind of chicks, though. Like, come on, dude. That shit's not fair. And like,
that's just they want drama. They want some drama.
They totally
well, she got
do.
It. We never did it. That was that.
Wow.
That's poor girl. That's one she that lost got out away. On the Vinny meat.
Aww. Well, I don't think of it that way, but
she
I
probably
lost
still
out
writes
on
poetry about
her
it.
Pussy meat.
That one time I could have had his cock.
Let me tell you something. Bryn maybe can speak to this. You're not supposed to have eaten a pussy out and not put your dick in there too. Like, that's not the way that's supposed to go. If you have.
Really? Because I'm sure you've had your dick sucked and then her pussy didn't get taken care of after.
How about that?
So let's just pump,
I'm not
pump
talking
the brakes
about
there.
In that moment. I'm talking about in your lifetime.
Oh,
I've never actually.
You meant, like,
oh, yeah,
after.
I have. You're right. I have had a blowjob and didn't fuck her. You're right.
Mm hmm. Yeah. Yep. That happened. That's a thing.
It happened
so
once.
Crazy to me.
I know exactly who she is and how it happened.
And, it, and she, how did it happen?
Well, it was this girl that I, you know, she'd come over. And,
it was in
and
the
I
bathroom
was like,
at a Denny's.
No, this was at my house. I was like, yeah, come on. You know, we'd been trying to connect, and I had a really busy schedule, much like Coco's life is living now, where you got a couple things going on at once, and it's hard to connect. And this girl, and anyway, she's like, I'll come over right now. And I was like, okay. And then I'm like, well, and while you're at it, you want to pick up a movie? That'd be good. So she gets
a
movie.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm just saying, it's, you know, I mean, here
it's
we
like
are.
It's like fucking delivery service. Here's
kinda
a movie, and I'm going to blow you. Bye. Yep.
Well, the blowjob wasn't talked about in advance. I'm just saying.
It was implied.
Then she got over there, and then we hung out, and it was all good. But then she gave me a blowjob, and I swear to you, and you've heard this story, I'm sure, Sarah, you'll remember it. She finished. And it was good. It was nice. And she finished and she goes, like she practically had some still in her mouth and went, "Can I do it again?"
Oh God!
And I was like, "I just
maybe in a little while."
Yeah, I just finished. I don't know what. And she wanted to do it again right then, and I was like, "Nah." And it just was weird after that.
She didn't ask you to like go down on her.
It got weird after that. I'm telling you, it was weird.
She ruined it.
I went, "What the?" Anyway, so I never did her. So there's that story. That happened.
I never asked her to fucking bring me a movie again.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Except getting your dick sucked is a sexual relation.
That is a sexual relation. Yep.
Anyway.
But you know what? By Bill Clinton standards, it's not. So.
Sure. Yeah.
You're free and clear. So what? So she did. It's something she did. It had nothing to do with you.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I just didn't
that
move.
Girl,
to watch
that
a
girl.
Movie.
Yeah, I was just sitting here trying to watch a damn movie.
Yeah.
She's all over me.
Anyway.
You poor men. You're so put upon. God.
Who said that?
Really? Huh? I don't know how you get through day-to-day life. It's.
Yeah. It's tough. Hard.
Truly.
Hard being a dude. Poor things.
Yeah.
With COVID.
Yeah. It depends upon what the meaning of the word is. Yes.
Oh, for fuck's sakes. Get the fuck out of here.
Suddenly he was a real dumb motherfucker from Arkansas, wasn't he?
To be.
That fucking guy.
And then he
came back
out.
His whole fucking legacy.
I did have sexual relations. It's like, well, no shit, asshole.
And there's Hillary with that look on her face.
Yeah. Well, maybe if she sucked it, he wouldn't have gone to her, but let's be honest.
You know, though, I don't like to put whether or not somebody sucks someone's dick on whether or not they're getting their dick sucked by an intern.
No, but I'm saying if you're married, you have needs. I feel like she's one that's like, "Ew, I don't put dicks in my mouth. I'm a classy lady."
Ah, no, she's a good lay.
Oh, you think so?
A good lay, huh?
I doubt it. She's probably like, "Ow, ew, ugh, ow, oh, are you done? Ugh, ugh." She looks like a real wretched human to fucking lay with.
Oh my god. She seems
like any
other lady. My goodness. She's a little hippie back in the day. She was definitely a good
fuck. That's why I went for the hot intern.
Anyway, you're down for...
She wasn't hot, and also she was an intern.
Hey,
she was,
you know what?
35 years younger than him.
If you're Bill
I don't
Clinton,
think she's
you
ugly.
Fucked up.
She's not
up.
Ugly.
And I'm not saying you fucked up, as in messed up. I'm saying for what Bill Clinton looks like,
he was the president
book.
Of the free world. Like, he's the president of the United States. Like, he, you know.
And ugly.
No.
But that doesn't matter because it's not about looks. It's about feelings.
It's about power.
I tried with a straight face.
V, a spanking, yes, yeah. You're good. Light spanking.
Yeah, just a light, yeah, a little connect.
No
little.
Whips.
Oh, God, no, dude. Come
no on. Paddles.
Like, I might be a freak in a sense, but that whole shit is... No. If you break out a whip and try to get weird, I'm going to fucking choke you with it. Like, get out, dude. That's just... And not in a kinky way, you know? Like...
He was trying to hurt me, so I
so
choked him off
me.
With his own whip.
He asked for it. I killed him. What?
911. Yeah, some guy tried to get Kinky's dead. Could you come get him?
Can you come get the body out of here?
Yeah, he's too heavy to move on my own. I tried.
I rolled him up in the rug. It's weird.
Half the work's done for you. If you could just do the actual removal.
I need two strong guys, maybe three.
Yeah.
It's a big dude.
No lady cops, okay? Because I've tried.
I tried dragging. I tried kicking. None of it worked.
All right. Should we do a bad advice? Do we have one?
Well, before we do that, I wanted to. I might be the only person, but I'm kind of excited for this Pam and Tommy show that's coming up. It starts on. Are you excited about this too?
Yeah, because there's a lot of drama surrounding it, so I'm in.
Yeah. So and like, it's the girl from the girl who's playing Pamela. She looks great as Pam. Like I've seen a lot of stills from this, and she looks good, and she's I think she's cousin. Mary? I can't remember her name. Cousin Rose from Downton Abbey. And she's just She was also in like a Cinderella movie a few years back too.
I've seen her in something, and I haven't watched either of those. So she's been in a few things.
Say that again.
She plays the Cinderella, not the one with Camila Cabello, but the one before that.
The original when they rebooted it.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Rob Stark, King of the North.
Yeah.
King of the North.
Wow, that's quite a character switch. Cinderella to Pamela Anderson.
Right. She also plays, she's in the Mamma Mia sequel. She plays Meryl Streep, the younger Meryl Streep.
Isn't she in Yesterday too? She's like the love, like the agent kind of for the guy who's the only one who remembers the Beatles.
Yes, okay. I believe so.
Anyway, that chick. I don't even have her name in the story, and I don't know it. But that's who's playing Pam. So there's a scene apparently where Tommy Lee has a conversation with his dick, and the dick talks back.
Excellent.
And they talk about whether or not Tommy is falling in love with Pamela Anderson. The director says the scene was awkward. He goes, "You got four puppeteers working with an animatronic penis, and then how much is too much? And do you start to lose his emotional torment of what's going on? Hopefully it works," this guy says, which is kind of funny. Like, in Tommy Lee's memoir, he has a conversation with his penis. So they took this whole thing line for line out of his autobiography, Tommyland. But they actually brought it to life with a four-puppeteer animatronic penis.
Nice job.
I thought I was excited to see this before. And everyone knows how big that guy's dick is. I mean, we've all seen the Pam and Tommy tape. That fucking thing is a monster. You have the tape?
She hasn't seen it.
Oh, you haven't? You need to pull out the picture where they're in the drive-through line for McDonald's, and she's got his dick in her hand, and she's saying, "Look what mommy gets, kids," talking to their future kids, who they do end up actually having, and who have probably seen that scene.
Unfortunately for them, that was probably shown to them by their friends.
Oh, what great friends.
See, where I'm torn on this, I like real life portrayals. It's interesting to me, and their whole story is just such a wild ride, no pun intended. But where is the truth? Like, okay, so that was from his memoir, but like the things that always like get me if the actual people aren't involved in it, which they're not, because I've heard they're not happy about the show, is where like the dialogue when it's just them, like. How made up is it? How do we know? Like, that's what kind of removes me from it, right? Like, I'm interested, but when it's scenes with just them, how the fuck do we know what they said?
We don't. And they probably couldn't even. Oh,
well,
here we go.
The video does show how they talk to each other, so there's no question that they're pretty...
V-space.
ditzy.
I can't...
Can you roll that at all? That actually looks fake. That looks like a fucking dildo. I mean, that looks like a big, gigantic fake dildo.
I don't even need to see it. Every guy wants that cock. It's gigantic.
A big old dick. I don't. That would.
No, that's. There's too much. There is a roof.
I love mine, and it works so good. It feels great. I'd trade it to Tommy, though, in 2 seconds.
Don't bother.
No.
You shouldn't. You should be happy with what you got and if it works, because I'm telling you, those big ones, a lot of times they have a hard time staying hard because there's so much blood involved.
Well, work harder.
And
it's on the woman to keep your cock that hard.
Yeah. And we also basically have to have a baby every time we see you because that thing is so fucking huge it bores you out. Now you can't take a normal size dude.
Yeah, it actually hits our cervix.
Yeah, it bangs into your cervix and it can be quite painful. So some guys who are that big, they can only get the first 6 inches in anyway. It's not a bottomless pit in there.
Or you can only do like a boring missionary style because everything
else from behind hurts. It's banging on the door.
Oh, it's the worst.
It's terrible.
Oh,
doggy will just send it right into the cervix.
Yeah. Even 8 inches is it's fully at least an inch too much. Like 7, oh, that's big. You know, 6 inches.
V's not with you there.
6 inches is
no,
six,
I,
a fat
I'm
6 incher.
Trying to think of.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
I was literally visualizing the penises I've had sex with in their inches in my mind. I was trying to.
The biggest ones have been the least comfortable.
I missed some of them. Some of them I'll never see again.
Hey, hey, Nikki.
Thank God.
Speaking of giant penises, everything good with you and Beefcake?
Yeah. Yeah, good. We're good.
Anything, any kind of update or any?
I don't know.
You know, like just normal and healthy.
Catch us.
Yeah.
Any, you want to make any announcements?
Yeah.
Is it a girl?
No, I just got my birth control in. That was a process. That was a process.
That's too bad. Sorry, Beefcake.
What did you get, that little implant?
Yeah, I had to get the implant in again. And it was funny because I was like, I'm laying there with my arm out. And the doctor, she was like, this knife's weird. And she couldn't like get it open. And I was like, this is comfortable. This is fun. And what was funny though was I just started my period that day. And they won't let you take any type of birth control, insert it, whatever, unless you pee. Like, you gotta pee to prove that you're not pregnant. And I couldn't do it. I had to drink a bunch of water. I'm like, I can tell you right now, I'm not pregnant. I can tell you.
I have my period.
I just got my period before I came in here.
They probably don't go off of that. Because
no, they don't.
You can have.
You can have your period if you're pregnant.
Yeah, but that was a process. And then there's like a little. It didn't really heal right. There's like a little hole in my arm. So no. I'm going back to the doctor.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. It's just, you know.
You really hate taking a pill every day that badly?
Yeah, I can't swallow pills.
Well, I can.
The birth control is like the size of a lemon seed.
I saw that, but then with my crazy schedule, I will forget it.
You can't miss it.
So I was just like, you know what? Let's put that thing back in me because mine expired. So I needed a new one.
You can't double up if you miss a day?
You can, but don't say that, Bryn. That is, you know what?
My girlfriend in high school used to give me,
I would pull the thing out of her purse, you know, because she had cigarettes and I smoked and she'd carry some of my shit. I'd pull that thing out and be like, we're a fucking week behind here. I'll get to those. That's fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm terrified about. Like, and then like with all the jobs I work, what if I forget it one day, you know? Or what if I'm like working the A's and I'm out on the field filming something and then my alarm goes off and I'm like, oh, let me take my pill. And then a game happens, like a big play happens. I can't miss that. So there's just so many things.
My pill. That's hysterical. Like, why'd you miss that? Well, my birth control alarm went off. I don't know what to tell you.
I can't afford a child right now, so I need to take this pill.
Yeah,
sorry.
No.
So I got the arm thing. But yeah, it's a little interesting.
Anyway,
didn't heal right. But we're all good. Yeah. We're all good.
Good. I'm glad. Pam and Tommy debuts on Hulu on February 2nd. I do want to see it. Yeah.
I would have to take off my entire shirt.
Yeah, take your entire shirt off.
Well, Michael and Jane are here. So.
Oh, okay, never mind.
I would if it was just me.
I know you would. I know. Hello, my favorite people in the whole wide world. From the November 9th Secret Show, V. Hale discussed having her breast reduced. I have been wanting to do this for about 5 years now, but I cannot find a plastic surgeon. That's crazy. Just call a find
maybe
a
one that
pages.
She trusts.
I think that should be one of those hard things that you research and you get hopefully some word of mouth.
Five years though.
Yeah, that's yeah. that's what
so she's actually that's looking crazy. For recommendations. She says, I'm in my mid-40s, about 5'3", weigh 180 pounds. Ugh, she says. I have 3 kids and wear a 38 triple D sports bra that is too small, but I like wow. the tight fit and the support it provides, and sports bras don't have an underwire. My cups runneth over, a famous quote from one yeah, of my friends. Do. My boobs are heavy and saggy, and my back and shoulders and neck hurt with a permanent indentation on my shoulders from the bra strap. I want a reduction and have them put back up to the general area they're supposed to be, but I don't want them to be perfectly round and stand straight out when I'm laying down. I want as natural as possible. I'm wondering if any of your listeners can recommend someone who can do a breast reduction slash lift, even if it's in another city or state. I will travel. Thanks for all you do, OFOC.
Sorry. So first of all, just so she knows, I didn't have a reduction. I had smaller implants put in, which is completely different because my mom had a breast reduction of her actual boobs. And it is a very, very intense process.
They relocate your nipples.
I mean, it's a lot. And if I'm talking as she's listening right now, if you're getting a reduction and a lift with no implants, you're not going to have a fake looking boob because it's your real boobs. The only time you're going to have that is if you're having implants put in. But if she's willing, my mom loves her center. I mean, she went forever ago, but she had friends go there too. So if she wants to email me, maybe I can tell her that, get that info from my mom.
What's a good
Vanessa
email?
Vanessa.hale@odyssey.com.
Okay. Vanessa.hale.
H-A-L-E.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At Odyssey.
But yeah, I couldn't. I know people have done it and it's very intense. My mom said it was worth every penny. The recovery, I hope, I don't know if she's married or has friends, but you're going to need help.
Support. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not just for your boobs.
Not just for your boobs, but they'll have them on their own.
You should look at pictures online, look up breast reduction photos, and you'll see the amount of surgery necessary.
There's a lot of scarring that happens. My girlfriend had hers done and showed them, and it was really soon after she'd had it done. So I'm sure those scars will fade somewhat, but they're still there.
You can't
see
my
still
mom's.
Scars. Oh, wow.
But that's another reason you want to go
someplace good
to a good doctor is it sounds dumb. And also you have to remember, too, like the first time I had it done, they didn't do sutures on the incision. They did like the tape. So your skin just kind of heals back together and then they removed the tape. But then my second one did the dissolvable suture. So every doctor is different. How you heal with stitches versus tape could be different. So
but you want to go. Go ahead, Sarah. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, do they have in each office their own before and after pictures? Like, I did this set of tits, and this is what they look like now. And...
Oh, absolutely. Okay. You can probably find it on their website.
Mm.
You want to go to someone in any situation.
The
and
best.
I think of tattoos very similarly, that treats this like they're an artist. Like, the way right. they use their blade, rather than treating it like hacking at someone to get a job done. You want them to be really treating this to keep the scarring down. A good tattoo artist doesn't make two passes. They do it in one even movement. You know what I mean? So like there's less bleeding. Stabbing. There's less like you want an artist almost who to do this for you because it's very almost Frankensteinish. Some of the scars that I've seen in some of the photos, you just kind of go like, oh my God.
Well, and you can't
awful.
Let location, like, you know, my first one, my doctor was in Newport Beach, which, I mean, it's supposed to be the best of the best, the land of the pretty people, whatever.
Orange County?
Newport Beach? Yes.
Okay.
And he did he was great, but you guys know, like, my whole process with some of his staff wasn't so on and so forth.
Yeah.
The second guy was in Boston, and Boston's not a place where you're like, yeah, that's where I would go get some plastic surgery, right? I'm saying that's not a place where people, it's a place where there's good doctors, like they're known for their hospitals and stuff, not so much plastic surgeons. But when I was looking and doing my research for him, like this guy, what I looked into, he goes to other countries. He trains other plastic surgeons so they can be the best in that country because they don't have good schooling. Like what they do as a doctor kind of can tell you a lot as well. So, and I liked him way better, like
good
a million
results.
Times better. He was amazing. Yeah, he came out, you know, my mom was there to help with the after part. And he came out in the middle, like, well, when I was done and still under, like, she's doing great. Like, kept her updated, which for a mom, that's very
yep.
scary, right?
Yeah.
So, all of that stuff, it matters. So take your time, but get it done. And people might have horror stories. They went to the wrong doctor. Because my mom's had friends who got it done, and they were like, oh, this is awful. This is painful. And my mom had, obviously, the recovery was tough, but her whole process and the doctor was amazing. Yeah. But get it done, because it's life-changing from all the people I know who've had it. Life-changing.
Yep. People are really psyched when they've gotten them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, why didn't I do this 10 years ago?
Psyched. Totally. And those size boobs natural, like she has, are way bigger and heavier than any fake boob that would be of the same.
Dense, right.
They're, cup size. Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Okay. And one more thing here. Don't say my name. Secret show.
Ooh.
I'm writing about the subject of swallowing cum. Vinny asked all the women on the show how many times in their life they've done it. I can say maybe 5 or 10. I really can't remember. I have a question for the guys. What is the fascination with swallowing? You already came and in my mouth. Why do I need to swallow it? It's not going to change how you physically feel. Just curious. Your friend, the part-time jizz guzzler.
Just want to test your commitment.
Is that what it says?
That's all.
Test your commitment?
Brandon. Are you serious? Are you serious? Oh, my God.
Well, honestly, I'll be honest about this. The truth for me is, it doesn't matter to me. You can fucking go there and spit it out in the sink. I don't care what you do with it afterwards. It doesn't.
Why is it so such a thing? Like, oh God, she swallows.
Yeah, why is it like a big issue?
Yeah.
I think, look, every guy has different stuff. And I've heard, I don't know that Sarah's ever told us exactly what it is, but there's certain things she's mentioned that John wants to do that she's okay with, whatever. I think when she's alluded to it, but I don't want to... I think it's that he likes to come on her tits, whatever. There's things guys like. I don't know why guys want that. I don't care if you spit it out. I'm still, eyes rolled back in my head happy. So I'm not concerned with the walk to the sink and the spit out. I do think there are guys that, for whatever reason, are waiting to watch that go down, yeah. Like the throat to move, the swallow thing. Yeah. That
to
might
their
be
own on that one, I think.
Yeah, I really don't need that. And there's things I don't like. I watch porn now and I see the degree. I think what they're doing in certain videos is frankly degrading to some women.
Oh yeah.
Like a guy will be doing a girl doggy and then throw his leg up over and put it on her head. Like he's stepping on her. And I'm thinking, why the fuck do you got to do that? Like, you just took me out of what I was trying to watch. Because now I'm trying to figure out what the point of your foot on her head is, besides the obvious
degradation, right?
Right.
A fucking asshole. So
right.
Yeah.
So I people will ask occasionally, but I look at old porn for the very reason I just mentioned, which is they just fuck, and they don't have these weird degrading. There's no choke scenes. I don't see this stuff where I'm like, I don't get it. But I think young people are probably, who've been raised on porn, are probably more likely to need the things you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if young kids are learning to fuck through porn, which
I know
I did it because
it's
we didn't
terrible.
Have access like that. It's that is not real life, dude. That is something to watch to maybe help.
Well, there's
you
no
move along,
and like real life sex has some tenderness to it, and some there's hopefully some love and good feelings and caring yeah. for another person
that you
it's,
figure out naturally
right.
as you
it's
do
not
it and go through
about
the process.
Getting into every single position and having stunt sex.
It's literally a movie. They're acting.
Yeah.
So
it's right. You don't expect Spider-Man to fly into your house and
let me ask you this though,
V. Everywhere.
V, quick question.
Yeah.
So you're getting boned by a guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going well. Like you're liking it. He's going at a nice, quiet pace. There's not any. It's not too vigorous, and you're enjoying yourself. But is there a point where you're like, okay, come on. Like, fuck me.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean,
I need you to fuck me. Like, push my legs back and fuck me. Or are you like, no, that's good. I like this.
No, dude, maybe if you're like 16 and tender and, not jaded yet, and you're like, oh my God, I'm still new at this. Hold me. But now it's like, dude, just maybe if you're like starting off slow, right? Because you're getting in, you're a little foreplay, you're sliding it. But then you got to pick up the pace, dude. And I feel at a certain age... you either know what you're doing or you don't. And with two people, there's either chemistry or there's not. So, like, I don't think you need to fuck someone a lot. Like, you may learn things through it, but I think you know if you have chemistry with someone sexually the first time or not. Like, if I have to tell you to pick up the pace or flip me over or change a position, dude, we're not, you're probably not going to see me again. You know what I mean?
Well, you expect a lot of ESPN.
Yeah, you
ESPN.
Really, you like mind readers.
I don't think that that's mind reading, though. Like, if I have to tell, like, if a dude's just all in, out, okay, do I speak? And he's having this internal dialogue, like, you can maybe ask me a little, but, like, dude, it's common sense.
I'm going like this. And you're going like this.
Yeah. And...
Well, what
don't
if the guy says
yell faster, harder, deeper?
What if the guy says to you?
Yeah, sure.
Afterward, you're
that's
talking and you're
fun.
Like, "Listen, I need you to, you know, fuck me harder." And his response is, "I really like you so much that I can't. It's I'm going to come the second I pick up the pace. I'm trying to not come."
No dude can hang out with me longer than 30 minutes and even hang with me in that situation. If you think that I like you so much I can't, like, come on, dude. All I do is spew fucking dirty, naughty, fucking sarcastic shit. Like, no one's going to get into bed with me and then be like, but I like you so much.
But I want to stroke your hair.
What are you saying?
I don't know that I'm not. I don't know. Maybe I'm not very lovable.
Oh. Yo. Oh,
I don't say that. You're super lovable.
Look at how cute you are.
You're the cutest girl ever. Mostly, oh my god, I'm dying laughing right now. I mean it.
Coochie,
like,
coochie, come on, look at you.
She's crying inside right now.
No, I'm not. I mean, I don't sit down with someone and be like, oh my god, like, we don't connect on that level. I'm sort of, is brazen a good word? I'm just sort of direct and
yeah,
to the point.
Brazen's a great word.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you don't, you're not lovable. You're very
lovable, I mean,
trucker, babe.
Damn it.
Hey, we got to go. We got to cut some spots.
All right. I don't regret saying that I boop asshole, but fuck, I think I regret saying that right then and there.
Thank you. The end.